Well, it hasn't necessarily been a hot start to the year for the crypto space, but this week we are seeing Bitcoin reclaim that $43,000 level for the first time since last week. And yesterday we got an important update from Jay Powell in regards to his views on inflation. And today, those headline numbers showing once again the hottest CPI print that we've seen in almost 40 years. So what does it all mean for crypto? For more on that, I want to bring back into the show Emily Parker, CoinDesk Global Macro Editor and CoinDesk TV anchor here with us. And Emily, when we look at it, you know, we've talked about inflation, Bitcoin is an inflation hedge back and forth. The price action maybe hasn't lived up to that, but I guess increasingly going to be something to watch as we move farther and farther along in 2022, but a bit of a move alongside the upside move that we're seeing in equities today. What do you make of all that?
Right. So we've definitely seen people across the world buying Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation or as a hedge against the devaluation of their local currencies. We've seen this everywhere from Argentina to Venezuela to Zimbabwe to Turkey. But in the United States, the central narrative of Bitcoin as an inflation hedge is really being put to the test for the first time because Americans don't really have experience with inflation or significant inflation, at least while Bitcoin has been around. So, you know, this is something that we've been talking about, but it's never really been tested. Now we have inflation coming at 7%. It's like, okay, well, let's see if Bitcoin really serves as an inflation hedge. I'm going to be very curious to see if that narrative plays out.
Let's talk about what else is playing out here in the U.S., Emily. We have this Bloomberg report talking about lawmakers now issuing their own NFTs ahead of the elections, too. I mean, you've talked about this playing out in other countries, too, but how do you see this shaping up here?
Yeah, it's really funny because last week we talked about this exact same thing in Korea, and now we're seeing a very small number of candidates in the United States. Basically, they're using NFTs as a kind of campaign merchandise. So the idea is that, you know, if you donate to their campaign, you'll get an NFT in return. And similar to Korea, it seems to be a play for younger, edgier, more tech-savvy voters. So I think we're really at the beginning of this. You know, we're seeing mixed results for people actually purchasing these NFTs, but it's definitely interesting to see candidates in the United States jumping onto this trend.
The other thing that we heard, too, in Jay Powell's confirmation hearing yesterday was another question. These are going to go on until the end of time, or at least until the report comes out. But another question about the delays in regards to the Fed's report on central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and of course, you know, a lot of pressure mounting there as China moves forward with their plans ahead of the Winter Olympics and their own digital currencies. So, I mean, what are we expecting to hear? Because he kind of downplayed, it's not going to be necessarily a stance, but more so kind of a research and report into what should or could go wrong, or maybe right in regards to that. And it didn't seem like he was really saying that it's going to be a direct all or nothing competitor against the existing stablecoins out there. So what should people maybe be expecting, even though it is delayed a bit longer?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. He was definitely trying to downplay expectations. He was saying, don't expect too much. In fact, I think he said that it was going to raise questions. It would take some positions, but also raise questions. So that's kind of where the U.S. is now in the central bank digital currency debate, is that we're still in the sort of raising questions mode, while China is about to basically, we're about to see the China central bank's digital currency in the Beijing Olympics. So in a way, Powell's comments really highlighted how different the U.S. is looking at this issue from China.